Welcome back in to the High School Football Roundup Podcast. And the 2023 season debut on the Southwest Georgia Network. And it's on X, which used to be Twitter, but it's now X. Follow the High School Football Roundup Podcast on X at SWGA Network. I'm Walter Johnson. It's hard to believe that the 2023 season is just around the corner. And in fact, as you're listening to this, and the final preparations for opening week of the regular season are already moving toward completion. And the first full Thursday or Friday night of high school football throughout Georgia. Yeah, it's soon to get underway. However, and you had the Corky Kell Classic, and then starting things off on a Wednesday, August 16th, with a couple of games there. But as always, as has been the case with the High School Football Roundup Podcast, and always start with the, always focus on the teams here in Southwest Georgia, maybe include some portions of Central, aka Middle, or Georgia, and around the Warner Robins area, towards Macon on the rarest of occasions in West Central Georgia, which is Columbus and the surrounding areas. Some of the schools in Columbus are in Region 1, which has traditionally consisted of multiple schools in Southwest and South Central Georgia. But enough digressing here, and I'll go ahead and get started here. Start in Region 17A. And you had the Colquitt County Packers beginning the season ranked at number 3 in Class 7A behind last year's state runner-up in Carrollton, and the number 1 team in Class 7A to begin the season, according to the Georgia High School Football Daily Newsletter. And then in the Buford Wolves, and then Buford reached the quarterfinal round, but unfortunately lost in that round. And Buford will be looking to win that elusive state title. And yeah, Mill Creek at number 4 in Colquitt County will enter the season as the only team from Region 1 that's ranked. And also note, in the final season for Class 7A, we'll get underway as well. And the Georgia High School Association announced during the offseason that Class 7A, as in Georgia High School Association, I think, has already announced that Class 7A will vanish at the end of the 2023 season and go back to 6 classifications. Is really 7 when you consider the fact that Class Single A, the smallest classification, is split into 2 divisions, Division 1 and Division 2, or some of those teams a little bit later. And in Colquitt County, and beginning the season ranked number 3 in Class 7A, and they have 2 Super 11 players that's listed in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, wide receiver Nye Carr, as well as tight end Landon Thomas, already committed to Georgia, or once committed to Georgia, and now committed to Florida State, as well as quarterback Nico Fan, Nico spelled N-E-K-O, Fan spelled F-A-N-N, and Colquitt County made the quarterfinals last season, losing to as I mentioned earlier, losing to the eventual runner-up in Carrollton, 35-27. And you see Buford begin the season ranked number one, and losing to Walton in the second round. That would be Buford's only loss. Huge upset, and Carrollton going 14-1 after losing to Mill Creek in the finals. And Mill Creek beginning the season at number four in Colquitt County. Well, obviously the team to beat, Region 1-4A, as they begin their second season under Sean Calhoun as their head coach. And as for the other teams in Region 1-4A and in Colquitt County, and there's Valdosta looking to bounce back after a rough ending to their 2023 season, and things started off well for the Wildcats at 8-0, but stumbled in their final three games of the regular season, losing a heartbreaker and upset against Camden County, and Valdosta came at number three in the state, and then fell 24-6 to Colquitt County, and then the season ended in the first round with a 28-18 loss to Westlake of Atlanta, just outside of Atlanta. I think it'll be interesting to see how this Valdosta team responds, and they begin the season traveling all the way up to Ohio to face Washington Massillon in a battle of the two winningest high school football programs in history. See, I think Valdosta's won like 930 plus games, and Massillon's not too far behind Washington Massillon. Either way, I mean, and that should be a tremendous game. And there's also Lowndes looking to bounce back after a rough first and only season under Zach Grage, finishing 5-6 overall and 1-3 in Region 1-7A. I mean, their only region win came against Richmond Hill. And Grage was let go after the last season. Was fired and then replaced by Adam Carter. And it'll be interesting. And Lowndes will get their first test under their new head coach. And as they open the season against Dutch Fork of South Carolina, I mean, correct myself, it'll be Lowndes will face Christ School out of North Carolina, and Colquitt County will face Dutch Fork out of South Carolina, and Georgia Carolina's challenge was the Georgia Florida challenge last year, but there's a rule, it's like there's a rule in the State Athletic Association down in Florida prohibiting their schools playing against out-of-state teams for the first week of the season. How Florida came up with that rule, and I can't say. It's not for me to say at this time, but I'm moving right along. How about the Region 1-6A and Region 1-6A obviously is going to be very loaded again in 2023. In Houston County, ranked number four behind number three, Woodward Academy. Number two, Gainesville. And the state runners-up in number one, Hughes, just south of Atlanta, finished undefeated at 15-0. And seen Houston County finish 10-3 last season in their Georgia Power 100 quarterback A.J. Hill passed for 3,663 yards and 40 touchdowns last season. And his top five receivers, including Cale Woodburn, committed to Cincinnati World Cup return in Houston County season and then in the quarterfinals after losing 49-35 to Gainesville, the eventual state runners-up, and also Lee County, expected to be a contender, and running back Osmani Kermah, top 50 national recruit as a junior, has rushed for more than 3,500 yards in his two seasons, and playing for the Trojans from Leesburg. Lee County lost to Woodward 23-7 in the 2022 second round, and that ended a straight of five straight appearances in the quarterfinal round. And so Lee County, you know, believe it or not, was the Trojans were well on their way to winning six straight region titles before Northside of Warner Robins pulled off the upset over the then number two ranked Trojans. I think Northside scored like 20 unanswered points, including the scoop and score on the game's final play. And head coach Dean Fabrizio and the Lee County Trojans will try to bounce back and get back to their usual winning ways, winning ways, as in they try to win their sixth region title last 7 years, and then got Thomas County Central having their best season in almost a decade and a half and reached the quarterfinals for the first time in 13 years, since right around 2009. And they finished 12-1 after being eliminated by Roswell in the 2022 quarterfinals. And second year head coach Justin Rogers will have some holes to fill as they graduated quarterback Sam Brown. But they bring back lead rusher Trey Benton, rushed for 955 yards last season, as well as their top three tacklers, including Georgia Power 100 defensive back Kendarius Reddick, a top 50 national junior prospect. And rounding out the Class 6A rankings at number 10, you got Northside of Warner Robins. And, coming off a 7-5 season where they lost to Marist of Atlanta 32-13 last year's second round. And both of the main schools in the Warner Robins area, Warner Robins High, as well as Northside, will begin the season with brand new head coaches and Ben Bailey and takes over for Kevin Kinsler. And he hopes to get a full season from Ricardo Jones, committed to Clemson. And Jones was injured for about half of last season, and dual threat quarterback Damian D returns. And so you have Lee County at number four. Houston County at number four. And Lee County at five. Thomas County Central, 12-1, and Northside of Warner Robins at number 10, and Region 1-6A will be well represented. And how about Class 5A and the defending state champion Ware County Gators finished 14-0, but they lose their quarterback Nico Smith, IKO, transfer out of state, but they bring back DeJuan Dennis, rushed for 1,247 yards, and R.J. Boyd rushed for 967 yards, along with defensive lineman Demetrius Baldwin and linebacker defensive lineman Jamar Burton, and they're both all preseason All-State picks, I should say. and Warner Robins coming in at number, and then after number two Creekside, you got Warner Robins finishing at 10-5 last season, falling short to Ware County in the quest for the state championship in 5A last season. And just like Northside, Warner Robins will bring in a new head coach in Shane Sams, former offensive coordinator for Rome High School up in Northwest Georgia. And Sams will replace Marquise Restbrook, who won back-to-back state titles in 2020 and 2021. And Westbrook is now the head coach of Peach County. And seeing and the Demons heading down south to Leesburg to face those Lee County Trojans. And so you know that the number three team in Class 5A taking on the number five team in Class 6A. So either way, I mean, it'll be a big test for both of those teams. And you got Coffee coming in at number five, and cornerback Anthony Paul and offensive lineman Jerzavian Grant are the top returners on a team that improved by 2 wins last season under new head coach Mike Coe, despite heavy graduation losses. And Coffee's season ended at 10-3 overall after losing 56-28 to Cartersville. That's in the quarterfinals in 5A. So we'll move on to 4A. You got Benedictine, number one, the back-to-back, the defending state champions from Savannah, finishing 13-2 overall. And North Dakota finished 13-1 at number two, and Troop at number three, and then number four at the Bainbridge Bearcats, finishing 8-5. You see, like Bainbridge always, Bainbridge has always played some tough schedules under head coach Jeff Littleton. He begins his 11th season at the Bearcats helm. And the Bearcats bring back their big offensive weapons and Tavius Murphy, almost 1,100 yards receiving with 15 touchdowns, as well as Keenan Phillips and running back, rushed for over 1,160 yards and 21 touchdowns. And then Cam Sanders is coming back under center. And Bainbridge's season ended in the quarterfinal round in Class 4A, losing 26-21 to Cedartown in the quarterfinals last year. And number five, Perry, and finishing 10-2 after losing to Wayne County in the second round. And they're the team to beat in Region 2 4A. Who knows? And Bainbridge and Perry could square off at some point in the playoffs. And that would not surprise me at all. That would have happened in the Bainbridge. And looking to win another region title under head coach Jeff Littleton. And then you got and it's in the Bearcats. We'll be looking to fend off the likes of Cairo. They're finishing 7-8-4 overall, 7-3 in the regular season, 3-1 in Region 1 4A play. And the Serp Makers begin their second season under head coach David Coleman. And also, you got here in Albany, Georgia, where this podcast is being recorded. And Patriots finished 3-8 last season, lost in the opening round of the state playoffs last year and lost to Spalding 26-7 in round one of the state playoffs. And the Patriots will try to get back to the playoffs in their first season. And the Patriots will try to get back to the playoffs with a familiar face in Octavia Jones, and stepped in on an interim basis, and Jones replaced Adam Miller, who resigned after last season. Jones coached the Patriots from 2010 to 2017, and he led the Patriots to their only region championship back in 2013. So this season marks the 10th anniversary of that region championship team, Region 1-4A championship team for Westover. And the Patriots not only get back to the playoffs, it'll be interesting to see if Westover can only get back to the playoffs and also maybe win a few more games along the way. And seeing Westover will be tested in that first game of 2023 coming this Friday, facing Daugherty. And there's also Shaw and Hardaway. And Shaw. Was one of those teams that finished in the three-way tie. Shaw was one of those teams that finished in the three-way tie for the tie at 1-3 for the number 3 and number 4 playoff spots. And however, it was Westover out of Albany, as well as Shaw and Columbus, and then Shaw Hardaway for those other two playoff berths behind Cairo and Bainbridge. And we can move on to Class AAA if we can. And before doing that, a quick reminder that the High School Football Write-Up Podcast is at a new home. It's highschoolfootballroundup.substack.com. That's High School Football Write-Up on Substack. It's at highschoolfootballroundup.substack.com. That's High School Football Roundup. That's four words rolled into one. .substack.com. Okay, moving right along. And we're moving on to Class AAA. Cedar Grove coming in ranked number one, followed by Calvary Day, Carver Atlanta, and the Thomasville Bulldogs, beginning the season at number four. And they'll host the Brooks County Trojans to open their season. Should be another excellent matchup. So the Bulldogs coming off a semifinal appearance in Class AAA after a slow start. And Thomasville will begin its second season under Jonathan DeLay as their head coach. And very much like Bainbridge. Seems like Bainbridge, it's very much like Bainbridge and Region 1-4A. Thomasville seems to put together a challenging schedule, non-region schedule, in their first season in AAA, and struggle to a 1-3, or make that a 2-3 non-region mark. But reeled off 8 straight wins, starting with their 28-7 win over Tift County on September 16th last season, including a 35-28 win over Cam Davis and the Doherty Trojans last October 20th, winning 35-20. And Thomasville's season ended with a 28-23 loss to Carver of Atlanta. So Thomasville will be the obvious team to beat in a region that has Carver, Columbus, and going 9-3 on the season, and Doherty, and they have Cam Davis committed to Florida State, just like Colquitt County's Landon Thomas, and then Chris Pianney barely made it in as the number 4 seed at 5-6 overall, finishing 2-3 in the region. And the Monroe Tornadoes got off to a fast start at 4-1, but once they got into Region 1 AAA play, the Tornadoes struggled to a 1-4 mark and fell short of the playoffs. And then you have Columbus High at just 2-8 on the season and went winless at 0-5. It'll be especially interesting to see if Monroe can finally go over the hump and get into the playoffs and then some, as they begin another season under head coach Lacey Herring. And moving on to Class AA, and the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes beginning their season at number 1, followed by Appen County at number 2, and then Pierce County at number 6, and then Cook out of Adel at number 9, and Northeast Macon rounding out things out at number 10. You have Fitzgerald looking to win their second state title in 3 years. And prior to that, in 2021, Fitzgerald knocked off Thomasville and win their first state championship since way back in 1948, and had a chance to make it back-to-back state titles, but Thompson had other ideas, and the Bulldogs from East Central Georgia pulled off the upset over the then heavily favored Purple Hurricanes to win the Class AA title. In Appen County, looking to make a deep playoff run, and they'll be tested very quickly against Ware County. And seeing Cook will face Pelham, the 9th-ranked team in the country, in the state in Class 2A. So you have Fitzgerald facing Irwin County at Irwin County. So thanking, let's see if Fitzgerald will be facing Irwin County. Just a huge rivalry. About US Highway 129. And those two towns are less than 10 miles apart. It's Fitzgerald going to Irwin County, and Cook traveling to Pelham in the Battle of the Hornets. And seeing Doherty, not even mentioned in Class AAA, despite that 9-3 finish, and the only other team in Region 1 AAA that was ranked, besides Thomasville, got Carver of Columbus. So it would not surprise me if Thomasville and Carver Columbus and the battle for that region title came down to Thomasville and Carver Columbus. I'm thinking the same thing in Region 1 AA between Fitzgerald and Cook. Also, you have Worth County making the playoffs for the first time since 2016, after finishing 8-3 on the season, 4-2 in region play, and beginning their first season. Beginning their second season, I should say, under Jeff Hammond and Berrien. Not only making the playoffs for the first time in a long time, and he went traveled all the way to Columbus and stunned Spencer in a shootout 43-36, and then fell to Pierce County the following week. So, and looking ahead to 2023, and Bering will begin their new season under a new head coach in Ken Eldridge, who replaced Tim Alligood. So, and moving right along. In Class C-Lay Division I, you got Prince Avenue Christian of Athens, defending state champions, beginning the season at number one, followed by Swainsboro, Irwin County, you got Raven County, up in the Northeast Georgia Mountains at number four, Brooks County at number five, and thinking the Region I C-Lay Division I. So I expect Irwin and Brooks to do battle for that region championship. And then you have Pelham and Bacon County, and squaring off for the number three, number four seeds, and there are only four teams in one single A Division One. All four teams will advance to the playoffs, no matter what happens during the close of the regular season. So obviously, it's possible that any one of those four teams could finish the regular season winless at 0-10, and then which hopefully won't happen to any of those teams, and you would still make the playoffs. The only difference is, two teams will be hosting first round playoff games, while the other two would have to go on the road. And so in Irwin County hosting Fitzgerald, Brooks County going to Thomasville, and then there's Class Single A Division II. Bowden number one, Schley County at number two. Bowden number one, Schley County is at number two, and Clinch County three. Lincoln County 4, Manchester 5, Early County, the defending Region 1 champions, taking in at number 6, and followed by Johnson County, McIntosh County Academy, Chong County at number 9, and Wilcox County coming in at number 10. And thinking that's going to be in Region 1 especially, Early County will be the obvious team to beat in Region 1, Single A Division 2. And thinking in Region 2, see Clinch County and Charlton. And those two longtime rivals looking to duke it out for supremacy there. And in Region 4, got Wilcox County looking to be a contender there. And Schley County, Region 6, looking to get back to the finals and winning it all. After losing to Biden and last year's losing to Boughton in last year's finals. And finally, you have in GISA, and make that correction as GIAA, as well as GAPS. And the Deerfield Windsor Knights from here in Albany. And reaching the finals in Class AAA, losing to John Millage, He's in the John Millage out of Milledgeville in the last AAA finals. And they've seen the Knights will look to get back to the finals after that unlikely run. And this time win their first state title in more than a decade. Their last crown came back in 2012 under then head coach Alan Lowe. So, and see in the Deerfield will do battle with Brookwood of Thomasville as well as Terrell Academy and Valwood for spots in the postseason. And then you got Tift area in Southland also hoping to be in the mix. And if there's any consolation for Deerfield fans and in John Millage, will compete in District 6 in classes 4A and 3A. And John Millage, let's see. I'll have to check that. Looking at the Georgia High School Football Daily page and then in the Maxwell projections for the GIAA as well as GAPS and the Maxwell ratings, having Deerfield Windsor as the number four team in Class AAA or Class 4A/3A behind Brookwood and then Pinewood Christian as well as John Millage. And the teams that had the asterisk schools had the asterisks, like Stratford Academy, Tatlin Square, First Presbyterian, Mount DeSales, all in the Macon area, will compete in the Class 4A playoffs. And the other teams, including Deerfield Windsor and Albany and John Millage, will compete in Class AAA or 3A. And also you have Southwest Georgia Academy, hoping to make a serious run in Class AA. And also, she just also mentioned the Sherwood Christian Academy, the Eagles from just south of Albany, won a state championship in the eight-man division. So that's going to do it. So that's going to do it for this installment, the first episode of the High School Football Roundup podcast for 2023. So remember, one thing to remember before signing off for this week, the High School Football Roundup podcast has a new home. It's highschoolfootballroundup.substack.com. That's High School Football Roundup, all four words rolled into one.substack.com. And you can still follow on Twitter at SWGA Network. Once again, make that the High School Football Roundup podcast on X. It was Twitter, but it's now X, at SWGA Network. Once again, High School Football Roundup podcast is on X at SWJ Network. And that's going to do it. I'm Walter Johnson saying thank you for listening, and hope you have a good rest of your week, and then hope you enjoyed your summer vacation, because it's going to be another long season. As always, thank you, God bless you, and goodbye.